Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
November 29th, 2005. The Digital Story Show. 12 cool gizmos for digital photographers. All right, well, I've got lots to cover this week. Surprise, surprise, right? I want to start out again with just a couple updates on things that are going on. And then I'm going to get right into the meat of this week's show, which are 12 gadgets for digital photographers. These are things that might be interesting to you. Or if you're looking to buy a gift for your favorite photographer, I got 12 things that are field tested that I really like, and I think some you'll like too. So definitely going to get to that in a minute. But first here, I have a couple updates for you. I want to talk a little bit about the contest that I announced in the last podcast. Now, as I'm recording this right now, I do this a few days before I actually publish the podcast. Those of you that listen regularly know that sometime on Tuesday, this podcast goes live, but I actually do it a few days before. So technically, the contest that I mentioned last week for the iPod Shuffle is still ongoing right now. And but one of the interesting things that I've learned reading all the comments, and those of you that have posted comments, thanks a lot. I just find it fascinating to read what everyone is lusting after in terms of digital SLR. And a little bit of a surprise, I have to say, is the popularity of the Nikon D200. Now, it's a fantastic camera. That part I'm not surprised about at all. But the fact that so many people are really interested in buying that camera, if they had the money around the bank account right now, I think is really cool. And I had one poster say that, well, he thought that that was because it's like the latest camera out, and so everyone kind of goes with the latest thing. But I don't think that. I think this camera that Nikon has put together, the D200. Really hits a sweet spot for a lot of photographers, and I think it's popular because it's a hot camera. And so, anyway, that's really interesting, and I just have to tell all of you that I learned so much about, you know, what you guys are interested in when you post and give me information like that, and I honestly do use that to craft what I'm going to talk about in the future. So keep it coming. And by the way, even after this contest closes, we're going to have more contests. I just think contests are a lot of fun. So, okay. By the way, I will announce the winner in the next podcast, not this one here, but in the one that follows. I'll announce the winner, and the winner will already know by then, and the shuffle will already be en route, but I will announce it on the show here. Okay, so that's coming next week. The other thing I want to mention before I get into our photo gadgets, the whole grab shots thing that I announced in the last show, I'm getting some really cool shots. People are sending them in, and I'm trying to get back to people within a couple days. I won't be accepting all of them, but a lot of times it's only because it's not because the shot isn't technically good or whatever, but you know, part of the deal for me with a grab shot is that it's kind of, when you first look at it, you sort of know what's going on. And sometimes some of the shots are a little too, it's not really clear. So if you happen to be someone that does submit a shot and it doesn't get, you know, the first one isn't accepted, don't be discouraged. Send me another shot and another shot and another shot. Keep them coming, and because it's just a matter of, you know, kind of hitting the right one and all that sort of stuff. A lot of you, your shots are being accepted, and I'm just going to kind of run them. I'd like to run a couple a week, So depending on what comes in and you know the other things that are going on. And the mix is going to be grab shots, photo tips, and product reviews. That's sort of the cycle that we have right now. Then, of course, the podcast, which is weekly with the show notes. So that's kind of what's going on the site right now. Feel free to comment on any of that stuff, either by commenting, you know, right at the story itself using the comment field, or just by dropping me a line, Derek@thedigitalstory.com. All right, so that's our housekeeping for today. Let's get into the photo gadgets. This is something that, I mean, I've yet to meet a photographer who doesn't like to play with new gadgets. I know that we're all in it strictly for the art of it, and we have the purest intent, and you know, which is to create a more beautiful world for our friends and neighbors. But that being said, nothing wrong with having a few toys along the way. So I have 12 of them, and I'm just going to kind of breeze through them. Now, I'll tell you right now, you don't have to worry about taking notes or anything as you listen to the podcast, because I'll have all 12 items with pricing information and links to the websites and all that stuff on the show notes page. And of course, you know, all you got to do is go to thedigitalstory.com, click on the show notes, or it'll be, you know, just click on the podcast itself at the bottom of the page, and it'll take you right to it. So everything will be listed out for you that I'm going to talk about today, so you can just kind of sit back and enjoy the show. All right, first one. And this is, you know, photo vests. Now, I know photo vests, you know, which is this thing that you wear. It's a vest that has like, you know, 8,000 pockets in it. And some of them are big and some of them are small and all that kind of stuff. The reason why I bring a photo vest up is because one of the drawbacks to being a photographer is that if you're lugging a heavy bag around all the time on one shoulder, for some photographers, and I have to say, I've noticed this more with female photographers than with men, but it happens to everyone sometimes, is that you begin to get a little bit of back or shoulder problems because you got all this weight kind of hanging off one side. The cool thing about photo vests when you're out on the go is that the weight is distributed over both shoulders, and it's actually a lot more comfortable. And I actually think that the way these vests look these days is a lot better than they used to be. They're really getting kind of high tech now. Generally speaking, you can get a quality photo vest for about $50. And they're really, so, you know, the things that I'm talking about today, this is sort of at the higher end of the scale in terms of dollars. But something to keep in mind, especially if you have a photographer friend who does complain about back or shoulder problems, check out the vests. They're really kind of neat, and I have one myself, and I don't use it all the time, but I do use it when I'm out bopping around, and I don't feel like lugging my backpack or my camera bag on my shoulders. Okay, photo vest, number one. Number two is called the UltraPod 2. The UltraPod 2. It's by a company named Pedco. And of course, I'll have the link to it on the site. You can get these for less than $20. Now, make sure you get the UltraPod 2 and not 1, because the 1 is trick, but it's too small. The 2 is much beefier. This is made out of this high sort of impact plastic. It folds up. You can fit it in your back pocket. Very durable. Has a great ball head with a nice big knob, you know, so you can really grab it. And you can put this little tripod, you know, on top of tables, on top of newspaper stands, if you're, you know, street shooting, you know, on top of rocks and logs and whatever, and really have a very sturdy tripod that doesn't weigh hardly anything and that fits in your pocket. But here's a really cool thing about the UltraPod 2 is that it also has this beefy Velcro strap that you can, and the legs are in a V shape. so that you can take the strap and you can wrap it around a pole or a tree limb or something, and suddenly you have a tripod that you don't have to just set on things, but you can also strap it to things. And suddenly every signpost and every tree limb along the way becomes a potential tripod for you. Really, really is a nifty thing. I've written about it a lot online. It's in my digital photography hacks book. I keep talking about it because it's still the best portable tripod I've seen to date. So the UltraPod 2, less than $20, and something worth taking a look at. Item number three, a graduated neutral density filter. Now, as digital photographers, we don't talk about filters a whole lot because most of them are really, quite frankly, built into our camera with a white balance. Polarizer, of course, I've written about on the site, and it's a filter that I believe all outdoor photographers should carry. But a neutral density filter, a graduated one, is still useful in that it tends to be darkish at the top, and then it kind of feathers down to clear. The thinking being, of course, that if you have a bright sky and a landscape ground cover that isn't quite as, there are two different tonal values, that you can use this filter to bring the exposure value of the sky closer to that of the ground, and therefore have both your sky and your landscape both. Your sky and cake and eat it too kind of thing. And of course, Galen Rowe and a lot of photographers have used these with great success. And you can get them relatively inexpensively. Kokin makes one that works pretty well, C-O-K-I-N. And it comes in a little holder that allows you to slide it up and down and rotate it, which I think is very helpful. Now, in a future show, or maybe on one of the online posts, I'm going to talk about high dynamic range. And this is for those of you that are using Photoshop CS2. It's a function in Photoshop that allows you to do a lot of the same things without using a graduated filter by making a number of exposures, from dark to light, and then merging them together where you get the tonal values across the whole scene. But a graduated filter is sort of a very analog way of achieving that, and it's still kind of handy to have in your bag of tricks. So a graduated neutral density filter, something to keep in mind. And again, you can usually get the whole little setup for less than $30. Okay, laptop users. A PC card adapter. We talk about card readers. In fact, the next thing on my list is a card reader. But if you have a laptop with a PC card slot in the side, that you can get, especially if you shoot with compact flash memory, you can get these things for $10 or less. And they're really very handy. They're only the size of a PC card, which is sort of like a thick credit card. Your memory from your camera fits right into it, and then you slide it right into your computer. It doesn't make any difference if you're using a Mac or a PC or whatever. It works in all of them. It's cheap and it's fast. It uploads your pictures very quickly. And a lot of folks that shoot with laptops don't like to carry around readers that have cords and all that kind of stuff. And a nice little PC card adapter is a great stocking stuffer, and they work great. All right, and they're usually about $10 or less. Now, the SD card readers tend to cost a little bit more. Why? I'm not sure. But the ones for compact flash, boy, $10, $12, and you're out of Dodge. Okay, the next one is, speaking of card readers, is the Belkin 15-in-1 card reader. Now, this is a USB 2 reader. So it's very fast if you have a USB 2 on your computer. And it accepts just about every type of memory there is. Now, I have a write-up about the Belkin on the site, the digital story site, and I'll point to it in the show notes. But this thing is blazing fast. It's really a terrific card reader. And if you don't have a PC card slot, or if you want something that's a little bit faster than PC card uploading, or if you have just a lot of different media and you don't want to fool around with a bunch of different adapters, this is really a terrific one. It runs, it's not cheap. It runs about $45. But I've been using one for about a year now, and I really like it, and I do think it's worth the money. So that's the Belkin 15-in-1 USB 2 card reader writer. It's a very long name. Another thing that I've written about lately, and we're at number 6 right now, is the Tamrac Expedition 3 backpack. Now, I like this backpack because, you know, I used to not like backpacks at all for photography because they were big, they were bulky, they were I didn't feel they were very space efficient, on and on and on. And when I got the Digital Rebel, which is sort of my bounce around camera, I got this backpack, the Expedition 3 by Tamrac. It's you can get it for about $49 from Porter's online, and it's small and it's light, but yet it holds my Digital Rebel and an extra lens and a couple of iPods and cords and PC card readers and all sorts of stuff. It holds an amazing amount of stuff. It has a handle on top, so it's easy to grab. It has straps in the front, easy to grab, and it has a pretty comfortable shoulder pads, shoulder straps too. And I take this thing everywhere, and it, when I'm in a restaurant, it, you know, I can slide it down between my feet, and it's, you know, and it's just fine. It goes on the front seat of the car. It's very easy to carry around, very durable. It's a good looking pack, and I just find it really handy, especially for those of you that don't have really big cameras. If you have Digital Rebels or something along those lines, it's a terrific backpack. Now, they came out with the Expedition 4 also, and it's a bit bigger, and it's very nice. It has wing pockets on the front that allow you to easily get into a lot of your bits and bobs, memory cards and batteries and so forth. But it's also twice as much. It's not quite twice. It's $89. So I think really the deal right now for $49 is the Expedition 3. Take a look at it and see what you think. But I'm pretty hooked on it. And I have a write-up about it on the site too, which I'll point to. Another thing that I've written about lately, but I just think is invaluable for digital photographers, especially digital SLR photographers, is the Rocket Air Blaster. And there are a couple different types out there. I write about one, and I think someone posted a talk back to another really good one. You can usually get these things for $10 or less. And the great thing about them is that unlike canned air that uses a propellant, which can be harmful to your camera lenses and downright disastrous for your image sensor. The last thing you ever want to do is spray propellant all over it, because you can't really get in there and wipe it off. You know, the next thing you know, literally you've ruined your camera. So the Rocket Air Blasters just use regular air, and they have a nice long nozzle on them, so you can get down into places and just blow dust right off and don't have to worry about propellant or harming your image sensor or coating, you know, the back element of your lens with this nasty propellant stuff. They're pretty good to have. I think all digital photographers should have one instead of canned air, and just not worry about ruining your stuff. So that's the Rocket Air Blaster, and right around $10, and have all the good information in the show notes. Okay, moving along. Number 8. If you have a photographer friend who has an iPod, and I don't mean like a little shuffle or something, but I mean, you know, the full-sized one with the color screen. The camera connector that Apple makes for the iPods, including the latest one out, the so-called iPod Video, it's really a cool device. And basically, it plugs right into the iPod, and it has a USB port on it. It's very small. You know, it fits, you know, like in the little coin area of your jeans. It's about that size. And the cool thing about it is that you can plug your camera's USB cord directly into this connector, or you can plug certain media card readers, including the Belkin 15-in-1, into it, and upload your pictures in the field directly off the memory card into your iPod. And then not only can you upload them and store them on the iPod's hard drive as a backup solution, but you can also view them on the iPod's color screen. And the iPod really actually handles this all quite well. Maybe not quite as fast as you impatient types would like, but pretty good. But the real thing about it is that in the field, it gives you a backup to your memory card so that, you know, if something were to fail, you know, you have, you know, all of your pictures safe and sound on the iPod. Now, the camera connector sells, I believe, for about $30. And again, I'll have a link to it on the site. But it's pretty cool and something worth considering if you already have a pod and aren't using it as much as you should for your photography. Okay, so that's the iPod camera connector at number 8. All right, number 9 is a Tamrac camera strap. Now, Tamrac makes all sorts of pretty cool camera straps. And the nice thing about them is that, you know, the strap that comes with your cameras is decent enough. But these are longer. They're more padded. They're more comfortable, quite frankly. But one of the models that Tamrac makes, I believe it's the N as in Nancy, 5053. It actually has two little neoprene memory card holders right on the strap that fit compact flash on down. Now, you know, this is kind of like the old days when we used to have those little loops on our camera straps that we could put our film canisters in, which, you know, always sort of made you look like a, you know, GI photographer or something like that. These are even more handy because you can, you know, just have your memory card right there on your camera strap. And I also found that in a lot of the newer cameras that have the smaller batteries, you can put a battery in one and a memory card in the other, and off you go. I mean, that's it. Just your strap and your camera, and you know, you're good to go. And plus, it's really comfortable, and you can carry it, you know, your strap in all sorts of different ways, you know, sling it around your back and all that good stuff. So really something worth looking at, the Tamrac camera strap with the little memory card holders on them, the 5053, and I'll have a link to it on the site. Number 10, nickel metal hydride rechargeable AA's. And these things, if you have a camera that uses AA's, of course, they're a necessity. But if you also shoot a lot of electronic flash, chances are very good that your electronic flash uses AA's also. And I think that having a good charger with batteries, a couple sets of batteries, is just a great way to go, and, you know, much better than using alkalines. Now, the charger that I'm going to list on the site, one of the things that I like about it, it comes also with an auto cigarette lighter adapter so that you can charge your batteries while you're on the go. And I think it's a great gift for a lot of photographers who, you know, either have old style batteries or, heaven forbid, are still using alkalines either in their camera or for their flash. And you can usually get the whole rig. I think the rig that I will be listing You can get the whole thing for like $25. And I'm contemplating having one of these as for our future contest. So stay tuned. But it's always a good gift for, you know, battery hungry photographers. So that's number 10. Number 11. I don't know if you've ever seen these lens pens, L-E-N-S pen, but they're actually kind of cool, and they've been evolving over the years. It's a two-tipped pen. It's not really a pen. It's just in the shape of a pen. And on one end, a brush, you can push this little lever and a brush comes out so that you can, you know, dust off your lens and all that sort of stuff. But the other end has this soaked little pad in different diameters depending on which pen you get. And it's really great for getting in there and cleaning those little optics that you can't get to normally, especially the eyepiece optic in your digital camera. You can get this little lens pen in there and just kind of, you know, rotate it around, and it really cleans fabulously. These things are really handy to have. They're particularly useful if you have a compact digital camera, but even if you have a digital SLR, you know, it's very helpful for cleaning the eyepiece without harming it. And they come in different sizes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Again, you know, right around, you know, the $10 to $15 range. Great stocking stuffer, really handy. And if you do get one as a gift, get one for yourself too, because you'll use it. Very, very good to have in your bag of tricks. So that's the lens pen. And literally, it's just at lenspen.com. And of course, the link will be on the show notes. That was number 11. Okay. Number 12, the final entry in this week's gadget lineup. And I love these. Lowepro Photo Gloves. Lowepro, of course, is the manufacturer, and Photo Gloves, that's the product. These cost about $20, and especially this time of year, they are so handy. They're basically gloves that are made out of this fabric. They're very comfortable. Mine are black. They look very stylish, too. They look very good. And then on the inside, the palms and the fingertips and everything have these little rubber kind of bumps sort of thing. And they allow you to leave the gloves on, but, you know, make all the adjustments to your camera, even the little knobs and dials and stuff. They provide quite a bit of dexterity, and they're really great also for carrying your tripod in cold weather, because, you know, the darn tripod gets icy cold, that metal, and working your camera, all that kind of stuff. I also think they're very nice when I'm riding my bike, because they keep the whole hand warm, but yet I have dexterity, so if I stop real fast and want to take a picture, I don't have to take off the gloves, just leave them on, swing my camera around, and take a shot. So, and these are really a nice gift because hardly any photographers have something like this. And, you know, for $20, you really look like you know what you're doing. So those are the Lowepro Photo Gloves. Again, link on the site. So 12 pretty cool things here. The photo vest, the UltraPod, the neutral density graduated filter, PC card adapter, Belkin 15-in-1 reader, the Tamrac Expedition backpack, you know, the air blower, iPod camera connector, Tamrac camera strap with cute little memory card holders, nickel metal hydride batteries, the lens pen, and the Lowepro gloves. And I tell you, if there isn't something on there that either you want or isn't the perfect gift for a friend, then, I mean, you guys got everything then, because we're getting into, gadget heaven here. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for this week. Again, check out the show notes. I'll have everything listed there. Send me your grab shots. Tune in next week so you can find out who won the contest. Keep those comments rolling in. I really like hearing from you, and I really like knowing, you know, what you're interested in, what you're shooting with, what you want to hear about, and I'm going to keep the photo tips and the product reviews and the grab shots and the podcast coming. I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me. Take care. Happy shooting. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.